Shabbat Shalom. This week is Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. It's the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's the 10 days of repentance. And during this week, a person has to do a lot of introspection. A person has to think about their past, what they did this past year, and how they're going to be better for this upcoming year. There's a very important parable, or Ma'amar Chazal, that the Chachamim like to teach us, and it's the phrase goes, HaMelech Basadeh, that during these 10 days, the king is outside in the field. What does this phrase literally mean? So I want to explain by a parable. There's a story of a king who's way up in his palace, and the doors are locked, the throne is closed, there's guards at every floor, and anyone who wants to greet that king is very difficult to greet them. And every day there are people, his servants, his workers, trying to get in touch with him, trying to impress him, trying to do whatever they can to be able to get that nice impression in front of the king. But the king doesn't see, or at least the people don't see that the king sees everything. And everyone is constantly trying to do more and more in order to get closer to the king. And there is this one 10-day period throughout the year that the king comes outside his palace, his throne, and he brings himself outside into the field. And he makes himself available. And he says, anyone who wants can come and greet me, can come and impress me, can come and talk to me, and can come and show me how they are going to do amazing things this year. The nimshal, the lesson is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam, the creator of the world, is the king. He's in his palace. At certain times throughout the year, it may seem, we may perceive that it's difficult to speak to him. It's really not. He listens and he's watching our every single move. But during these 10 days, during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hashem brings himself outside of his palace, outside of his kingship, and he makes himself revealed that each and every one of us can perceive and see that Hashem is standing here, revealed to us. And it's now our time to shine. It's our time to grow and our time to show Hashem how we're going to be better this year. And Hashem says, I'm giving you this chance. It's up to you. How are you going to decide to be different and to be better this year? Show me by taking upon yourself a Kabbalah. A Kabbalah is taking upon yourself something this year that you haven't done yet before, or this year that you haven't been able to do before, and take it upon yourself for this year. And B'zad Hashem, with that, you'll see that so much more bracha will pour out from this. You'll see so much more hatzlacha, so much more success in everything that you do. Because you say each and every year, as Rosh Hashanah time, as these 10 days arrive, and Hashem comes out in the field, I'm going to take something more again upon myself to show Hashem that I'm trying each and every year to get closer and closer to Him. And B'zad Hashem, I pray that each and every one of us, if we take something upon ourselves, B'li Nedeh, then hopefully this upcoming year, we will see nisim and niflaot, we'll see miracles and wonders Hashem will do in our parnasa, in our health, in our bracha, in everything that we have. And I bless each and every one of us. We should have a year filled with health, success, and beautiful life filled with many, many blessings. And we should be sealed in the Book of Life. Shabbat Shalom Umevorach.